scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Oh my gosh. Yet another one of those challenges that no one should be doing, and it's called the Hot Water Challenge. And it's just like it sounds. It involves either throwing boiling hot water on someone or drinking boiling hot water through a straw. What could go wrong, right? Well, obviously a whole lot. And one teenager was recently hospitalized with second-degree burns after his friend threw boiling water on him. And there was even an 8-year-old girl that died last year after drinking boiling water through a straw. Just stop it. Stop doing these challenges. If it seems like when you have that inner dialogue in your head that's like, yeah, my mom wouldn't approve of this, then don't do it. So if you know of anybody that's considering the hot water challenge, please stop them before they even try it. And I don't know what's dumber, that challenge or this. Newser says that thieves recently stole a shark from the San Antonio Aquarium. How did they do it, you ask? Well, two men and a woman, they placed the horn shark in a stroller before just taking off. Thieves disguised the shark as a baby by placing a blanket over it. Because that's the best way to disguise a shark. Just throw a blanket over it and it looks like a baby. It's the ugliest baby I've ever seen. But they ended up taking it and took it from a tank where guests can actually pet sharks and other underwater creatures. Yet another reason why I'm not going to go to Texas. I don't want to ever pet a shark. But people that work at this aquarium called the police after noticing that the shark was missing. And police thought that the call was fake because, Discovery Channel was running their Shark Week programming. I will say, if I was working at dispatch of the police department and said, somebody stole a shark and put it in a baby stroller. That sounds like a prank to me. And that's trending topics for this morning.